All right, let's head. It's a Tuesday morning. Let's head to the live line this morning. Joining us here today from FHN and the Dial-A-Doc program is Dr. Gregory Dahmann. Dr. Dahmann, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for joining me here today. I know you're very busy, but I appreciate you being here today. Of course, Dr. Dahmann is in the Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Department. Dr. Dahmann, I know that a lot of folks out there are trying to be active, but maybe knees are an issue out there. It's a good time to consider knee replacement. Tell us about this.
Well, I think any time you're having significant pain, difficulty getting around, difficulty doing the activities that you like to do, I think is the right time to consider doing a knee replacement, given that you have arthritis on an x-ray and things like that. I'm not sure that the timing of the year for sure matters about when to have it done. I always tell my patients they'll know when they're ready to have it done. I do think there are potential advantages to having it done when the weather's nice outside, is that you can get out, walk, do your rehabilitation. Also, patients may notice more that they need to have something done because they are out and being more active as the weather's nice. So I don't know that necessarily timing of the season matters, but I think people are more active during this time and they may notice that their knee is hurting more than usual.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, the other thing you bring up in terms of weather, it'd be better out there if you're going to do some walking for rehab, better to do it this time of year and into the fall as opposed to when there's ice and snow out there.
Correct. We worry about our patients falling, having complications from a fall. So at this time to be outside and do the walking and do the rehab is a much better idea.
Doc, I know there's a couple of different types of knee replacement surgeries that you do that are available through you at FHN. Can you summarize those for us?
Sure. I think there's two basic types of knee replacements. There's a traditional knee replacement. And then what we've been doing for the past year and a half or 2 years is something called a patient-specific knee replacement, or something that's called the True Match. Every company has their own brand, and just happens to be the one that we use is called the True Match. And that's a patient-specific type of a knee replacement, so it's more customizable to the person's anatomy. The thought is that it is more reproducible in terms of precision with the cuts that are made in the knee. There's more reproducible in terms of our execution in the operating room. And all of that is done to help the patients have a better outcome. Because we do know that about 10% of people who have a knee replacement done don't like their knee replacement. They have pain. I'm sure everybody knows somebody that's had a knee replacement done that they still have pain or it doesn't function very well. And so the True Match is, again, it's based on a CAT scan of the knee. And then some engineers at the company that design our knee replacement, they design the cutting blocks that we use to make the cuts on the knee based on the patient-specific anatomy. And then we use those to improve the accuracy of the cuts and try to improve patient outcomes and decrease that 10% of people who don't like their knee replacement.
Wow.
I do think that the standard knee replacement is still a fine operation. The one downside of the True Match, if there is a downside, is it takes about 5 weeks to get that process made. So if someone, I've had people who say, hey, I have a wedding I have to go to in 4 weeks, but I need my knee replacement done like now so that I'm recovered for that. So there are situations where you don't have the time or they don't want to wait that long for the patient-specific knee replacement.
We're talking to Dr. Greg Dahmann on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. Of course, Dr. Dahmann is in the orthopedic side and the sports medicine side as well. Doc, when you talk about the True Match surgery, is there different prepping for the surgery as well?
There is, and that's where that five-week period comes in. So the whole process, when they come into the office and we talk about options for knee arthritis, if at the end of the day the patient and their family say, hey, look, we've tried all of our non-operative options to include injections, therapy, bracing, if everyone agrees that, hey, look, the patient's a good candidate for a knee replacement, the process starts. They get signed up for a CAT scan of their knee, and it goes from hip all the way down to the ankle, and that helps us define the person's anatomy of the entire leg. Then that CAT scan gets sent electronically to the company.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. So then that gets sent to the company that makes the knee replacement. They have a team of engineers that examine the CAT scan, and they design the cutting blocks based on the patient's specific anatomy, and then that gets sent back to us. During that process, the surgeon also has the ability to view those plans to make sure that they agree with what the engineers came up with. So there are multiple layers of checks on that. And then the CAT scan is, after that's done, the cutting blocks are made, they get sent back to us, and then the patient's scheduled for surgery. So it usually takes about 5 weeks.
Is this true match? Is it more expensive, and is it covered by insurance, Doc?
Yeah, there's no extra cost in term for the patient. There's no out-of-pocket cost. The only extra cost is the CAT scan, but that's covered by the insurance. I've done over 125 of these that we're up to right now. I've had one insurance for one patient that did not want to pay for the CAT scan, but otherwise everyone else has been, it's been completely covered. So
what about the recovery time versus traditional knee and true match? Is there any difference there?
I think that there's been a little bit quicker recovery, but there's about six less steps in the surgical process. So there's a little bit less soft tissue dissection that has to be done. And I do think that the cuts are a little more accurate. So we do have people who are going home the next day after their surgery, and I've been really happy with the range of motion that people have gotten back on day one or day two after their knee replacement from having this done. So I do think that it plays a role in expediting recovery process.
We've talked knee replacement before, and we've talked about this in terms of it was coming, the true match available here at FHN. Is it available anywhere else locally?
I've not heard of other places doing this specifically. I don't think any of the groups in Rockford are doing it, and I don't think there's anyone else in the area that's doing it, to my knowledge.
And as we talk about in terms of recovery from just generally the knee replacement, what's the expectation in terms of recovery on knee replacements?
I usually tell people it's about a 6 week recovery initially to getting back to walking without the use of any kind of a cane or a walker. Most of the patients are on a walker for a week or two after surgery and then transition to a cane. And then by 6 weeks, they're, walking without using anything like that when they come to the office. Now, obviously, everybody's different. Everybody's age is different. Everybody's muscle strength is different. Everybody's preoperative functional level is different, so everybody's going to recover at a little bit different rate. Some people are faster to get off of a cane or a walker. Some people take a little bit more time. And usually about 3 months before people are really back to feeling very comfortable with their knee replacement.
And what about follow-up in terms of physical therapy? What happens after the surgery relating to physical therapy?
Yeah, so we work with them the day of the surgery. They're working a little bit with therapy. They're up with a walker. And then therapy starts post-operative day one. And that continues if they're in the hospital for a second day. And then they will usually go home with a set of exercises for over the weekend. We usually do our surgeries on Tuesday. They usually leave the hospital Wednesday or Thursday. So they'll do some home exercises over the weekend. And then formal physical therapy usually starts that first week. And again, the length of time that people do therapy depends on how well they're doing. I would say between 3 and 6 weeks is the usual standard therapy duration.
We're talking to Dr. Greg Dahman. He's orthopedic and sports medicine at FHN on the Dial-A-Doc program. Doc, I know you have an educational event coming up tomorrow where people can find out more about this true match that's available exclusively through FHN and this knee replacement at FHN. Tell us about the event tomorrow.
So it's at Burchard Hills downstairs. It's going to be from 5:30 until it's scheduled to 6:30. I found that these things usually run a little bit longer. If people want to stay and ask questions, I'm certainly willing to stay till everyone's questions are answered. I'll kind of go through the process of the true match and how that process works, what to expect, kind of an overview. There'll also be some people from physical therapy there as well to talk about therapy if people have questions about that. Our office staff will be there to talk about how things go in the office as well. So it pretty much is a chance for people to come learn about the procedure and get any questions answered that they might have.
And, Doc, if people are listening to this today and want more information relating to your program tomorrow, the educational program at Burchard Hills tomorrow at 5:30, or any other information relating to knee replacement surgery, how can they get that additional information?
I think the best way is just the FHN website, and it's fhn.org. And if you go onto that, you'll see a link to the True Match talk for tomorrow. And then there's also other links on there about the surgery itself.
All right, Doc. Always great to talk to you. Great information. Exciting about this this True Match and how successful it has been for you and FHN. Congratulations on that.
Thanks. I'm really happy to be able to bring some newer technology to the people of Northwestern Illinois. I think that we're always looking for ways to make joint replacement better. And I think that this is definitely a step in the right direction to improve patient outcomes. And that's the bottom line, is to make sure that our patients get a good outcome and are happy with their surgery, can get back to doing the kind of things that they want to do in a timely manner.
All right. Thanks, Doc. Always great job. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Dr. Dahman here today, and of course, talking about the True Match knee replacement exclusively available at FHN. And that's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today on The Morning Mass, preceding brought to you today by FHN.